Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.
Oh my goodness. The Hawks injury report just came out.
And?
Wow.
Is this going to make me upset? We just started the show.
I know.
I just got my Southwest egg rolls, which, by the way, is torture. Because I was just telling our server, it's like, and thanks to Law, he runs the joint. He invited us out here today. We're just ready to sit down and start the show. Music starts playing, and then the egg rolls show up.
Yeah, 158.
Damn it. Is this going to make me angry?
Yes.
Well, let me get another drink. Go ahead. What do you got?
I had a delicious chicken wrap, by the way. It was very good. As Brad Rowland tweeted out, carnage on the Hawks injury report. Trey Young. Right rib, out. Jalen Johnson, right shoulder, out. Hunter, foot, out. Ricochet, left adductor. I don't even know what that is.
That's over here.
Out. Nance, Bufkin, Zeller, out.
So next game is going to be the Skyhawks in action.
Yeah, which is tonight, by the way.
And that's what I'm saying.
They're in Chicago.
Well, at least you're close to the airport when you're in College Park.
Yeah. Are they calling up Keaton Wallace and company here, the point guard?
If you listen to yesterday's show, we were just kind of lamenting that, the West Coast swing was a little ugly because the injury bug cropped up. And Jalen Johnson, I asked Chris a few times, and I asked Steve Holman about it. I go, like in baseball, you have the 10, the 21, different types, in IR and football. It just seems to me like this Jalen Johnson injury just keeps on keeping on, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And Trey got hit last night. I said to Chris at the end of the show, I go, with these injuries, Trey, take all the friggin' shots. And he basically did, and Okongwu helped him out last night.
Yeah, Trey had 43 points. Okongwu with 22 and 21 rebounds. Absolutely amazing, Mike. But here's the thing. How are you supposed to build any momentum when this happens?
I mean, it's the definition of the Hawks' last. And again, I hope we're not creeping into that, but that one step forward, two steps back stuff. Let's give you some play-by-play from our man, bang, Steve Holman, who once he was done pouring coffee all over Chris's laptop, got in the broadcast booth at State Farm and gave you some highlights as 00 went to town. Take a listen.
Here's V all the way through to Onyeka, who jams with two hands. Onyeka Okongwu with 20. Nice play by V. 101-97, Atlanta leading.
On his way to career best for Onyeka Okongwu last night. That was amazing. Another putback. Take a listen.
Now it's down to 10 on the 24. Trey tricky dribbles. Trey drives past Durant. Up off the glass. No good. No foul. Onyeka, though, up and in. Onyeka Okongwu scores. 119-111. Hawks lead.
Yeah, man, we said, and I was joking around with Chris, Trey, take all the shots, and he took it to heart. Look, when you're banged up like that, as they were, and you don't have Jalen Johnson, and you're looking for some serious scoring, this is when we say Trey knows the difference from when to facilitate, and when to dominate. And I thought, Chris, it was the perfect blend last night.
Yeah, absolutely, Mike. This is the type of game where, as you said, your star, when I'll borrow a phrase from our ailing buddy, Carl Dukes, It was nut-cutting time for Trey Young last night, and he absolutely delivered. I think that this really goes to show you more of what we've been talking about, Mike, since the beginning of the season, about how this year it really feels different for Trey. Feels like the buy-in is different. It feels like the energy, the effort level is different for him, especially on both sides of the floor, playing a little defense last night as well. But, Mike, I'm just disappointed in what we got just right here to start the show. Because
the injuries.
Mike Conti last week on Andy and Randy, I've mentioned this a couple of times, he made such a good point that this feels like you just said the one step forward, two steps back, except now it's three losses in a row.
Yeah, man. You're losing your starters, and you're like Trey with a rib injury. That, let's hope, because the only thing that helps that is time. You got to just rest. And, I was hoping that we'd build some momentum. I'm not saying that Ressler or the cadre of ownership, along with the front office, is looking for any excuses. I would like to think that Landry Fields sees a team which is right now in a kind of a jumbled, not mess, but a group of teams which can go one way or the other right now in the Eastern Conference. The Pistons have taken a huge step in the right direction. The Magic, we should be doing the same. And I would like to think you could do that. Again, you've got to don't. I'm not saying get Capella off the roster just for, you know, for trade's sake, but it is an expiring contract. And, you know, we have a history here. Years ago, they let Al Horford walk with nothing. You know, it was a tough decision that the former general manager couldn't make. I just would love to see us get something for Capella, unless your intentions are you're happy with Capella, you're going to bring him back on a smaller deal moving forward, or do you try to get some more size and try to get some things that can help you? Carl's talked about beefing up an upgrade at backcourt. There's been a lot of rumors about Sexton. I don't know if that Sexton thing works because you're kind of getting back to, is Trey going to be in his bag about bringing a talent like Colin Sexton in after what we just went through with DeJounte? Not so sure about that one. Mm-mm. That's out there. But more highlights from last night. 41% from three. Trey was on fire. Take a listen.
Trey bouncing it outside with nine. Now he's against Beal. Trey, three-pointer. Bang! That is Trey Young, folks. He has a knack for that kind of thing. It's 117-109, the Hawks lead.
We were just talking about how Gary Bird was hot garbage on that West Coast swing. That's Garrison Matthews, his nickname, Gary Bird. But yeah, white guy. But anyway, he got hot last night. He was 5 of 8 from three-point range. He had 19. Big story we talked about was Onyeka Okongwu with a monster night, 22 points and 21 boards last night, 10 offensive, 11 defensive, and just cleaning the glass last night.
Yeah, and the crazy thing is, Mike, the 4-seed Orlando Magic and the 9-seed Atlanta Hawks right now, they're separated by 3 games.
Steve Koonin pointed this out last Friday. Yes, we are technically just sitting at 9, but we're just a few wins away from being 4. So, but again, how do you get there? Well, especially, I don't know how long these injuries are going to go. Crappy timing for the injuries. You're trying to gauge where this team is at, and you're like less than 3 weeks away from the trade deadline.
Well, that's the thing. It's February 9th at 3 p.m., or February 6th at 3 p.m., and you're looking at a situation right now where, as you just said so eloquently, Mike, you're trying to judge which direction this team goes in because you have 3-4 guys that teams would be interested in. If Bogey Bogdanovich can get healthy and play the way that he plays up to the back of his card, you have DeAndre Hunter, who's a borderline all-star coming off the bench. You have a Capella, a bunch of guys that teams could be interested in if that's the direction you want to go. But if you're that close to the 4-seed, why are we selling?
Well, that's just it. I mean, I just think this team, first off, the fans want to see something. This team has shown the ability early in the year to get on a run. The injuries now, again, if they're going to creep up, it is what it is. I don't want to give Ressler an excuse to not double down. I get it. There are all these ridiculous rules with the cap, and it makes everyone go bananas if you're trying to figure out how the NBA works. You think the NFL is Byzantine. Look at the NBA with the different aprons and how you get to this or that. But I want to see some more bodies, man. I want to see some effort. I want to see some action.
Yeah.
We got to get out of this rut. And as you said, we're just a couple of wins away. Now, maybe made harder. No Trey, no Jalen. You know, who else is out tonight in Chicago? Basically, everybody's out.
Yeah, it's Trey, Jalen, Hunter, Risa Shea, Nance, Bufkin, Zeller, all out.